Excited to have an opportunity to talk with the general manager and the president of baseball operations for the Cincinnati Reds, Walt Jocketty. And Mr. Jocketty, first, thanks for taking a couple minutes of your time to chat with me this afternoon.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Kyle.
No, this is your first time getting a chance to see the Mustangs this year, and of course, an extra special opportunity for you to get a chance to see your son play as well. What are your thoughts so far?
Well, I think I've seen some good things out of a lot of players. Our pitching isn't quite like it was last year. The team, when I came to see them last year, was really a fun club to watch, and they ended up winning the whole thing. So, but it's been a good experience. I've seen some progress in some guys over last year. Madrosian's a prime example. He's really made a lot of strides to improve, and so that's really what this is all about, is these guys trying to get better, and Dickie and his staff do outstanding job of developing these young players.
Well, I imagine you try and see all the levels at one point in time. Maybe you had a chance to see everybody else at this point?
I've seen everyone except, believe it or not, our Dayton club. It's too close. I'm actually going to see them in about a week. But I have seen everyone else, and I'm impressed with the development of a lot of our top prospects, and some of them have moved from especially the pitchers have moved up and some of the position players. But, the system's in good shape, and we're continuing to get stronger every year. And that's what we have to do in Cincinnati. We have to do the best we can to draft and develop our own players, because we just can't afford to go out in the free agent market.
I know since I've been around the Mustangs the last 12 seasons, we've had, I believe, 19 guys now that have come up through Billings that have played with the Reds or some other team in the majors. It's been fun to follow those guys along. And of course, you got a couple guys on there right now, and Joey Votto, Jay Bruce. And of course, Bruce's name came up a lot at the trade deadline, with the possibility of maybe him going somewhere. How likely is the possibility of a trade?
Well, there was never really anything substantial there. I mean, most of it's hype. There were a couple clubs that inquired about him, but we really didn't get into serious talks. And I made Jay aware of that. I told him that we weren't prepared to move him. You know, at some point, who knows? But right now, he's part of our club and part of what we're trying to build. But we're kind of in a I wouldn't say we're in a rebuilding program, but we are kind of, like to refer to as, a retooling. We're just trying to reboot the and get jump started again and try to get back into the postseason as quickly as we can.
I know for you guys in the seasons past, you've been typically more of a buyer than a seller at the deadline, and a couple of trades that I'm sure some fans will say, well, it's hard to see him go, but at the same point in time where you guys were with Cueto and Leek, look like they got a pretty decent return.
Absolutely. I mean, especially with Cueto, we got three quality left-handed power arms that we've already had John Lamb make a start for us in L.A. the other day and pitched well. He had one bad inning, but pitched really well throughout the game. And Cody Reed made another great start last night at Pensacola and struck out 10 in 7 innings and didn't give up a run. So with Brandon Finnegan, we're trying to stretch him out into being a starter now. He's been kind of back and forth with Kansas City. They really weren't sure what his role was. We're trying to develop him as a starter. So he's continually trying to build up his pitch count and his innings so that hopefully maybe sometime in September he can come up and start for us. From the Giants for Leek, we got Adam Duvall, who now I think has a total of 30 home runs in the minor leagues and has done well since coming over at Louisville. And we expect to see him up at some point here in the next few weeks. And then Maya, the right-handed pitcher, we got from a young Dominican pitcher, is 21, I think, and has made a couple of good starts at Daytona. So we felt we got a good return. And it is tough to give up those guys because they're established, you know what they can do, but we just didn't feel that we're going to be in a position to re-sign them next spring.
Taking a look at the upcoming offseason, what are your primary goals at this point?
Well, I think what we have to do is, the number one thing is we have a lot of good young starting pitchers. Yeah. And, if we can find a veteran guy to kind of help stabilize that, that'd be great, but it's not critical. Critical thing is to improve the bullpen. We have to the bullpen the last 2 years has not been as strong as it was in previous years, and that's a big problem because a lot of it was due to injuries. We had some injuries that affected guys like Manny Parr and Sean Marshall has been out most of the last 2 years, and those were two key guys in the bullpen. So we have to try and continue to really strengthen that, because if our pitchers, we're going to have young pitchers, we have to have a strong bullpen to back them up when they come out of the game. So the other thing, we just have to continue to look at ways to improve the offense. You know, we've got some guys who've done well offensively, but we're not hitting well in scoring position, with runners in scoring position in critical situations. We definitely have to improve that.
Another question about a former Mustang and Billy Hamilton. I know he's been switch hitting since he's been up with the big league club. Is there any thought of maybe just having him right-handed, or you give him? I know with the switch hitter, you got to give him at least a number of at bats before you make a decision.
Yeah, no, he's going to continue to switch hit. He's just too valuable from the left side. Quite honestly, I don't know how he would do right-handed against right-handed pitching. I think he'd struggle. So I know it's something that has been in his mind. But I had a conversation with him about 2-3 weeks ago and told him how valuable he is as a switch hitter. I've seen him do a lot of great things, exciting things for the left side, and he needs to continue to do that and build his confidence. It's all a matter of confidence. He's got the ability to do it. He just has to be confident that he can do it.
Final question for you. We get away from baseball for a little bit. I know you're from Minnesota originally. Are you also a lifelong Viking sufferer?
Unfortunately, yes. I am, and I had the pleasure of last weekend, a good friend of mine, who's a former Packer GM, Ron Wolf, was enshrined in the Football Hall of Fame, and he invited me to go, and it was a once-in-a-lifetime thing. So I went and was there for that. But also Mick Tinglehoff, our center, was inducted, and Fran Tarkenton was there, and Ron Yeary, and so Paul Krause. So it was fun for me just to see all those guys I saw growing up.
Well, I had to ask because – as a lifelong Vikings fan, I know you might share in my pain over the years. I'm hoping for a better year this year.
Well, I think we will. I think the fact that Peterson's back, Adrian Peterson's back, I think we've got a chance to be pretty good. I really like Teddy Bridgewater.
He's been fun to watch. Well, I do appreciate your time. I'm looking forward to what happens not only the rest of the season with the Reds, but in the seasons to come. Thank you.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you, Kyle.
General Manager and President of Baseball Operations, Walt Jocketty, will take a timeout, come back, get set for first pitch right here on the Mustangs Radio Network.